No. No, when you learn to walk with God, you don't fool around with mess up. When you embrace the goodness of God, your intention, your heart, your desire is to please Him. The reason why people mess up because they don't want to, they don't care anything about God. They go through formality. But when you're in love with Jesus, the minute you mess up, you're going to fix it up. But people that lives in messes because they're not really in love with Jesus. They don't know Him as far as a keeper. They may know Him as a Savior, but they don't know Him as a friend. They don't know Him as a keeper. They don't know Him as a protector. They hadn't fallen in love with Him and that He's Lord of their life. But when He become Lord, you do not allow anything else to come before your Lord. Can't keep you away from prayer. Can't keep you away from the word. Can't keep you away from worship. Can't keep you away from praying. No, no, no. Can't keep you away from walking in the light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you learn that you have angels. What is Psalm last verse? Psalm 34 says what? 34:7. They do what? They encamp. The angel of the Lord does what? Encamp round about who? When you see that the King James kind of did a little injustice there. Because when you read that word fear, you think about being afraid. But he's really talking about reverence. You have a reverential fear of God. You highly reverence Him. Listen to what this says. The angel of the Lord encamp round about them. If you got angels encamping round about you and you are talking God talk, what devil gonna mess with you? Who you think gonna overcome you? Who you think gonna overthrow you? Just like that Syrian army, he had planned to wipe out that remnant. And God said, no, you're not. You're not even gonna shoot an arrow, boy. You're not even gonna shoot an arrow. You're not even gonna set foot on that city. You got all your army in camp. Just like you came, you will leave. And by the way, he wiped out one angel wiped out 185,000. And the king, I think his name was Nactari or something like that. He tucked his tail just like he came and he went back. And the son, listen, and when he got back to his land, his own son killed him. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is about to show out. You say, what are you talking about? The church about to wake up. Somebody about to believe God. We're about to see God. Hallelujah. That disease, cancer, heart disease, they're about to wither and die like you never seen them before. Hallelujah. We're about to see God in this earth. Waves of glory. Blaze of fire. Moving in this earth. And people are coming to Jesus. And those that are stood in the way, they're going to be wiped out. You don't buck God. You don't buck against God and think you're going to win. No, no, no. That's a fool there. I'm going to say it again. You don't fight against God and think you're going to win. You do not fight against God, people that believe God and trust Him and think you're going to mess Him up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Days of glory. The presence of the Lord. The gifts of the Holy Ghost. Demonstration of God's power is among us. Long-standing stuff. It's going to die like that. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.